Part 4, Chapter 68. How are you feeling? Quote by Neil deGrasse Tyson. Humans aren't as good as we should be in our capacity to empathize with feelings and thoughts of others, be they humans or other animals on Earth. So maybe part of our formal education should be training in empathy. Imagine how different the world would be if, in fact, that were reading, writing, arithmetic, empathy. There is no doubt that technology has changed the way we communicate, including how emotions are shared online. A simple click and feelings are widely shared. More than other generations, millennials have taken advantage of this method of connection. Millennials could be called the open book generation when it comes to sharing feelings and emotions online. How about offline? How tuned in are you to your emotional state? How much attention do you pay to feelings when interacting with others face-to-face? A lot of experiences in the business world exact a significant emotional toll that cannot be underestimated or ignored. The type of emotions can run the gamut from anger to sadness to confusion to denial and everything in between. When unproductive emotions surface, give yourself and others grace for feeling overwhelmed. Speak openly of the emotional element tied to experiences in the workplace and reassure people that their emotions are normal. Look for ways to make people comfortable talking about their feelings. You may have to model this by talking about your own emotional reactions. It will speak volumes when they see that you too struggle with the feelings of sadness and loss. Take time to take care of yourself before you think it's necessary. Often, competent professionals report that they feel fine and therefore not in need of pampering, decompression, or relaxation until they reach maximum stress levels and precipitate a crisis. When interacting with others, handle emotional issues with compassion. Conflict, frustration, anger, and sadness all require a great deal of courage to share. Your invisible tool? Handle emotions with compassion.